container, but I was going to get to that, so.
You got that one. A container you would take and I don't know, I guess you see some people wash their cars, they'll fill it up with water and soap, they'll put their sponge in it.
Well, I'm saying I usually just get a bucket or something like a bucket.
Okay.
Like a lot of times a plastic ice cream bucket that holds by a porch, you know, they're about so big.
Okay.
One of them's handy.
Yeah, that works. What are some of the different types of metal that you use around here? That you find like cans and stuff. You probably have aluminum.
Yeah, your pop cans and juice cans are aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Your food is tin.
Okay.
Average.
Okay. You mentioned faucet. Do you have any other words for a faucet that you can think of?
I don't believe I do.
You ever hear people call it a tap?
Yeah, I've heard it called a water tap. I sure have. That's not a term I use, but okay. If they said something about a water tap, I know what they're talking about.
Right. What about a spigot?
Yeah, I don't believe I've heard that used for years.
Really?
But I have heard the word spigot.
Spigot or spigot?
And if they're talking about, going and getting a jug of water and they'd say the spigot's around the corner, I'd know exactly what they meant.
Okay.
But I never used that word.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how much we know what people mean, mm-hmm. yet we use something
different. I'd rather think that was a word more 20 years ago or 25.
Okay, could be. What is something you might put on your stove to boil things with?
Tea kettle.
Yeah. Any other words for that?
What?
Can you think of any other words for that that come to mind? A kettle?
No, I don't know as I do.
Okay. What about things that you use on the stove to fry things with, like bacon?
Well, that's a skillet.
Okay. Might you use the term frying pan?
What?
Might you use the term frying pan?
Well, I would probably use one about as much as the other, but maybe a little more to the skillet.
Okay.
My mother always said frying pan back in those days.
Hmm. Okay.
I skillet. When back when 30 years ago or 40 years ago, mm-hmm. when a skillet considered a cast iron heavier instrument and a skillet was a tin, a frying pan was a tin.
Okay.
Or thin metal.
Yeah, that's probably a distinction I have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have the cast iron skillet.
I know we had an old one here, wasn't any good, and I got a new one. And I hunted for a little heavier one because they cook a little better. They don't burn as quick.
I see.
The skillet will just get hotter and fire right now.
Yeah.
It'll burn stuff real quick.
Yeah.
Your thicker metal won't fluctuate as quick.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Do you have any lamps around here that run on something besides electricity?
No.
Okay. Do you know of any that do? And what they would be called?
No, I don't. Not now.
You know of any that run on kerosene or anything like that?
No, the last I knew, and I've still got one or two of them, was the old lantern that you carried by hand.
Uh-huh.
Years ago we had those, but golly, I can't remember using one of them since it's probably 15 years old or something.
What did the lantern use for?
Well, they'd go out and milk the cows at night or something.
Was it electricity?
No, something else? Kerosene.
Oh, that was kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they had built in such a way that, if you've got a terrible high wind, you'd get one blew out. But they were hard to blow out. They were designed pretty good.